Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Oh, shalom, 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 Israel, family of Yah, hallelujah. Let me adjust this mic here. Oh, hallelujah. All right, praise Yah, praise Yah. We're trying this again. Take two. Hallelujah, because last week during the broadcast, the computer's power supply decided to go out. So that's the reason why we couldn't get back on. But this week, hopefully, we've got somewhat of a substitute power supply in it that's been holding so far. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And thank y'all for that. We're back again, Saints of the Most High God. This is Brother Teacher Shane, right, on this edition of Blog Talk Radio coming to you this evening. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Saints of the Most High, Yah. We continue in our study on Hebrews, but before that, let's reflect again on the Sabbath teaching yesterday, which was very, very, very good and very needful. You know, it's kind of, you know, like Pastor said, it's I guess for a lot of us, you know, this is just old hat. But for a lot of us that are coming into this, this teaching was needed concerning, you know, all these Christian doctrines. And lately, these Christians have been rearing up their head and rearing up their mouths and their doctrines and thinking that they are in the right. And they've got to reprove it. This work of darkness, God. It has to be reproved, and I thank our dear pastor for going over that, taking the time and the laboring with that, bringing it to, you know, in many instances, you know, to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you know, pretty much it's an eye-opening situation, eye-opening truth of understanding our Elohim, that we don't put him in a box, that we don't liken him to our mortality, that we don't limit the Holy One of Israel, that this understanding of knowing that our Elohim, our Mighty One, our Creator is one. And this is, you know, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And only the understanding can be given by the Holy Spirit, because the Word says, lean not to thy own understanding. And I see a lot of people professing, no matter what they're professing, you know, I see a lot of logic being, you know, spewed out, you know, where people have their own deductions and their own, just their own understandings and whatever it may be. And a lot of us who are filled with the Spirit, we know that this stuff is hollow. It's like a whited sepulcher. It has no spirit to it. I mean, like I said, you know, why show somebody just the outside of the glass? Why not pour something in it and then tell them what's in it and tell them how to get that which is in it into them? I don't know what to say, you know, in this time, in this hour, a lot of deception, a lot of people saying that they are of Christ. And we're in that time, Saints. We're in that time, and HaSatan knows that his time is short. And I know this time, in this hour, we see how much an attack is against the image of Yah. And as I speak of that, my mind is going to Revelation, let's see, is it 13 or 12? Yeah, it was Revelation chapter 13. talking about this one that stood up out of the sea. Said he opened up his mouth and blasphemy against Yah to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Now we're in that time and that hour. You hear what the blasphemy, I mean, we don't actually, you know, hear the words of this being, this false prophet, whatever he may be called. But you see these movements, these homosexual movements, and whatever it may be, these movements where people are, they're non-binary. They're not going by male or female. And just the other day, I mean, I don't know what depths this is going to go, but over in another country on Yahoo News, this woman spent $11,000 on a ceremony to marry herself. And it's called in our time sologamy. And I'm like, man, this beast, this system, this voice that's going out with all this corruption and degradation and mischief and whatever it may be that's upon the faces of this filth that is spewing out. I mean, it has a voice. Oh, enough said on that. Praise Yah. But again, you know, I'm thankful for Pastor to set the record straight. A lot of people don't know what's going on in the spirit when these teachings and preachings must go forth like this. Because, again, you got to understand, like Pastor Corey said, that this thing is going to ramp up. And we've really got to prepare our minds and our hearts and our beings for what is coming to pass. And we must be really submitted unto the Most High Yah so he could be our protection in this time, in this hour. So I say, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. It said not some, not a little, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And this goes beyond, you know, our own carnal logic. And I'm this carnal logic, this carnality, these things that people conjure up in their own beings. It's disgusting. It's not life-giving. It's just like we read yesterday, these Gentiles, they must be out there with the Gentiles treading in the outer court. And they must be on the outside. They're not on the inside. And those of us on the inside, I pray that you stay on the inside. And we're going to look at that tonight. We're going to look at that tonight as we continue. Hopefully we can get this moved on. We don't have no interruptions last week. But hopefully let's move on. I don't think Brother Paul tonight's going to be with us. Brother Ugly, he usually posts scriptures and whatever is needed. He is at fellowship with some other saints. They might be in deliverance. You never know. But he's said it. He's done gave me communique that they're doing the work of Yah. And we thank Yah even for that. That Yah would give grace for that to take place. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you all. Bless you all. All the few that is gathered. Boy, I've never seen it this few in a long time. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Thank you all again for joining us on this edition of Blog Talk Radio as we continue in the book of Hebrews and our study of the book of Hebrews. I want to kind of go over again what we got into last week before the interruption. But in all things, we give thanks. Start at verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 10. I know in past blog talks, We've been over this quite a few times, but there's a lot to really meditate in this, a lot really to glean out of it, a lot really to nourish your being. And I thank the Most High Yah for it. And I'm grateful to be here tonight again, my brothers and sisters, as we, if I can say in a sense, break bread and fellowship with the Word of Yah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 All right. I just said, okay, we've got interruptions going on in Blog Talk. I don't know. Blog Talk has been something else lately. Now I have no more chat. All right. Let's see if we can rectify this. All right. Let me get this back up. All right. Let's see if the room opens back up for me. All right. All right. Somebody keeps bumping me out of this room. I can't understand this. Nobody else should be logging in as the host. All right. Let me see if I can pull this back up again. All right. Yeah. It has been cutting a fool because I started the show 15 minutes, usually 15 minutes before Blog Talk comes on. There's a little British lady tell you how much time you got left. Well, I don't have that audio right now, and I don't even have the bumper audio on this end, so I have to kind of watch by the meters on the studio page. But praise Yah, we continue on. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews chapter 10. Well, you want to use the word chapter just as a place of reference. Chapter 10, verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, having, we got this. We, the brethren, we that profess to be the brethren of the Most High Yah, we, the brethren of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, and yes, I say Jesus the Christ, we have something. We have a possession. It says, therefore, brethren, and it's in this possession that only the brethren has is boldness. And I'm looking at this, you know, and we, as we've been reading, how did this boldness come into play? How did this boldness come about? That's in the believer, that's in the brethren, that they didn't formalize themselves. They didn't concoct it themselves. Well, in verse 16 says, and verse 15, let's start at verse 15. It says, whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, the brethren. After that, he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And because the laws are in our hearts, and the law is in our minds, and then the Christian will come back, well, you think you got to work out your salvation? You got to do your works so you can have salvation? Well, doesn't the word say work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Like Elder Becker, they had to deal with somebody that's of this carnal mindedness. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Faith without works is dead. You know, and then once this was rehearsed in the mocker's ears, mocker didn't have no more to say. He hung up. I'm like, amazing. They don't hear. They don't hear. They don't hear. And we understand that the Most High Yah has made the hearing ear and the seeing eye. And if you have a hearing ear and a seeing eye, and I'm not talking about the physical ears we have and the physical eyes that we have, but I'm talking about that body that is in that many of us are not too familiar with. This time in this hour, I see a lot of Hebrew Israelites that are so more familiar with his perishing body than they are with the eternal body that is within them. That body that once, you know, this flesh and blood is taken off, it's zipped away when the appearance of the Most High Yah comes, Yeshua HaMashiach, when he comes in the clouds, and this flesh and this blood goes back to where it comes from. There, in the believer, in us, is a part that remains. There is a part in us that is eternal. And I'm talking about this boldness. We, brethren, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Boldness? Boldness? Where does this boldness come from? Like I said, the law written in our hearts. Put my laws into their hearts. Laws? 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 And then the carnal Christian would come back. Well, the law is done away with. And I'm like, oh, yes. I understand how it's done away with you. You have no love. You have no patience. You have no long-suffering. You have no gentleness. You have no meekness. You can't hear the voice of Yah. You hear the voice of your flesh. And you tread the outer courts with the Gentiles, looking, trying. You can only see only the outward appearance of things, and you can only judge by the outward appearance of things. Are ye yet carnal, as you know Paul so many times would say to certain churches? Are ye yet carnal? Why? Because you look as man, you think as man, you deduct as man. But I'm talking about us, brethren. We have this certain boldness that we really, really need to walk in, because the law is written. The law is written in our hearts, and it's written in our minds. That way, we are in covenant. We are in fellowship. We are in union with our Maker. And a lot of people can't see this. They don't see, you know, we see a life that we are living, but they do not see the life we are living, because our life is hid with Christ in Yah, because he put his laws in the inward parts. And then it's asked of us, do you desire truth in the inward parts? Where is it at? Inward. But, oh, yeah, I've got all this truth in my head, all this truth floating around my head like Saturn. And I have 9 moons around my head of knowledge. And, boy, am I puffed up. And I will show you my vast, immense knowledge of the word that I have. But on the inside, I have nothing but dust in the hand for you. One thing I know, this ministry has been doing for so long, it does not minister to the flesh. If it's anything, it is a mercenary against the flesh. It is there, you know, to give you the skill, to give you the understanding, to give you the uprightness, to kill off the mortal deeds of this body, this perishing body that has such a voice, that has such an appetite. The one we seem to be so familiar with. But when it comes to the inner man, the one that is living, the one that is new, they're just an inkling of fellowship with it. And we should not have a greater fellowship with the outward man, but our fellowship should always be what that which has been put in us that is new. And I'm still talking about this boldness and boldness, because the laws are in our hearts, and the law is in our minds, and they're written by the finger of Yah. He says that, and because this covenant is with my people, with my brethren, because this is on the inside, he says that because of this that I have done you, Yeshua, he said their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now notice how that boldness comes in. Boldness comes in. There's no more harassing, driving, tormenting of the sin and the iniquity weighing you down, keeping you from a bold walk. If you really understand what has been done in you. And that's why we implore, this ministry implores you by the Spirit of Yah to be filled with His Spirit, to be baptized in His Spirit. Because you won't know life. You won't know the life that the Most High Yah had purposed from the beginning till He is in you, till He is tabernacling in you. And you wonder why there's so much blasphemy against the true people of Yah. We read there in Revelation chapter 13 that this being's going to rise up and blaspheme everything that is of Yah, that is called of Yah, that Yah is in, that He's walking and talking in. We are the temple of the Most High Yah. And this Antichrist is desiring to set up a throne in every one of us, and we know it. Why? Because that life within us, that boldness that was in us, that law that was in us gives us the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And it says where remission of these is, now if there's no more sins and iniquities, because it's now in the believer. And the law is there as a lamp and a light to direct, to keep the believer from in the realm of committing sin. Why? Because the seed of Yah remaineth in him. He cannot commit sin because the seed is in. It's not on. It's not over. It's not around. It's not some like some satellite going beep, beep, beep around the believer. No. This thing is in such a little significant word that we look over, that a word that really, really has great, profound, eye-opening ability. We really understand what is in and what is out, what is on and what is off. And because there's remission of this, there is no more offering for sin. And then having, therefore, brethren, boldness to do what now? To enter into the holiest. How? 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 By the blood of Jesus, of Yeshua. And we started getting into this a little bit, you know, meditating and expounding on this. And we were drawn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. And this is a reflection, you know, that this testimony that the Most High Yah, that He's doing so beautifully. Because every one of us is in this walk. We know where we have been. And now we entrust the present and what is coming to a faithful high priest who has now purchased us with His blood. And now since we are purchased possession, He has us in a certain place, a certain hour, a certain level, at His will, at His purpose, at His pleasure. And whatever state we are in the Most High Yah, He says, find contentment. Find contentment. Do not move yourself out of the measure that I have given you. And that's why I ended up building on this boldness, this boldness, this boldness, this boldness. And it's way, way outside of the realms of pride. And the pride has nothing to do with this boldness. And this boldness has nothing to do with our own makings. But this boldness, it bubbles up. And it emanates from the Holy One who is in us. And He has made His abode in us by putting His law in our hearts and His laws in our minds. This is the covenant. This is the new covenant that so many people don't see. Only few there be that find the way, the truth, the way, the life, the way, the truth, the life. It is a path. It is a journey. We are strangers. We are pilgrims. Only to appear here for a short time. And then we can shed off this corruption and put on incorruption. We can just salute off this mortality and put on immortality. Because when the Most High Yah comes, that boldness will be in us. We will have no shame. We will have no grief. But we will rejoice at His coming. That no longer we got to suffer in this temporal body. We know now that the Most High Yah is coming with our real body, with our real temple, with our real house. Boldness to enter into the holiest. Notice that. That is the pinnacle. The pinnacle. The pinnacle of life with Yah when He desires you to be with Him. Because in times of old, in the old worldly sanctuary, there was a veil dividing the soul and the spirit. And only one man could enter into that veil once a year with blood. And that blood was only able to cover and to atone for one whole year. Because that high priest ordained four men because he come from a man, that it was only for a temporal time for that worldly sanctuary. It was a shadow bringing us into the image that we are now walking in because we were the image. We are the image that was casting the shadow way back then. But let's look at that. Ephesians 2:11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, and He wants us to remember. You know, and this remembering is not to bring you to a state of despair and despondency. You know, I look back, you know, and I see where the Most High Yah has brought me. I see that mindset I used to have and that mindset I have now, and it all it does, you know, on this comparison, it causes me to fall on my knees and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Most High Yah. Thank you for your grace and your mercy for having compassion on me. While I was yet in my sin, you was dying for me. While I was not conscious, and while I was yet in my old state, in my old time, I had no conscience and no consciousness of you dying. But now, on this side of the tree, I am conscious and conscious of the death that you partake and partook of for me, that I would have this boldness to enter into the holiest of all. Wherefore, remember then that ye, and this is only written, this is not written to a carnal Christian because he will not understand it. Those that are walking and trotting the outside of the court, trotting down with their feet, and they're walking and they're walking and they're walking and they're talking and they're talking and they're trotting it down with their tongue and their blasphemies and whatever may be coming out of their cursed beings. Not knowing and not hearing the voice of Yah crying, and the cry has been coming so long, come out of her, my people. And the people that are coming out are His people because they heard the cry. But we have boldness to enter into the holiest of all. But wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Now, in time past, you were Gentiles in the flesh. Notice that state of being in the flesh. And because you were Gentiles in the flesh, you were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision and the flesh made with hands, talking about in times past. And when you were walking in the flesh, that at that time, Ephesians 2:12, ye were without Christ. And you were alienated. You being alienated from the common wealth. There is a wealth of Israel. What? Where's that word, Israel? And I'm reading out of the New Covenant. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. All the billions that the United States is sending over there to that war-torn country. Hell no. Hell no. That is not the Israel that they are talking about. But the Christians, they love that earthly Israel. They protect that earthly Israel. They are allies with that earthly Israel because they are on the outside. And as far as they can see, they're blind. And they're blind guide leading the blind. And Christianity, in its most part as a religion, is a matriarchal religion. Because in this time and in this hour, the very, very fabric of the world we live in, the woman is riding the beast. And I'm looking at that and going, yes, that is so true. So true. Feminism and all this homosexuality, where a man wants to be a woman and a woman wants to be a man. Such blasphemy. Such blasphemy against the creation of Yah that they would voice their voice in this manner. Raise up their fists in their degradation, in their filth against the holy Elohim. Against the people that would cover themselves. Like Pastor said, you know, our sisters, they cover themselves. And then this, in the spirit, it speaks volumes. But those that were without, those that look at them and then wonder why they had this hatred and this pushing away and whatever it may be against when this vision comes into their natural sight. They don't understand it, but something is going on in the spirit that they have no conscience of or no conscience of. So the only way that they can react is by the God of this world. Because he's the one putting the thoughts in their minds and putting the thoughts in their hearts. He said he's going to mark them. He's going to mark his people. But I understand that the Most High Yah is going to seal his brethren. As Hazatan, he's going to have his whore. While the Most High Yah brings forth by a virgin. So we see all these things being birthed out of the whore, and this whore rides the beast. And I'm wondering, why would this God of this world let this woman ride him for a certain time? Whew, saints of the Most High God. So that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise. And you had no hope. And you were without Yah in, notice that word, I'm making emphasis, when you were in the world. When you were in the world, you are without Yah. But Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh. How? By the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ? The blood of Christ? You know, to reveal his son in each and every one of us. And when we must have the son revealed to us, a lot of people that are confessing that they are of Christ, they do not have the Holy One revealed. Because even on this verse, Galatians 1:16, it says, to reveal his son wherein me. So that I, you know, to reveal his son in me. And every one of us, as we walk this walk and talk this talk, as we suffer, as we overcome, as we lean more to the hand of Yah, we lean more to his life. We lean more to his substance. We lean more to him being our shelter, being our clothing, being the one who shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. And each and every day, his son, in some way, some fashion, should be revealed, being revealed more and more and more day by day in us. In us. That we might be, you know, epistles read among men. We are epistles, letters. But Paul said that I might preach him among the heathen. And the only way that he could be preached if the Son was revealed in him. That is pivotal. That is pivotal. Like in Acts, those that were gathered in that room, they were not witnesses until the Holy Spirit came in them, made his abode in them. And then it says, and then they were witnesses. Well, we got a lot of people out here calling themselves witnesses. But what are they? What have they really witnessed? If Christ has not been revealed in them, if they do not go through the suffering, the travail of being a disciple of Christ, as he has suffered, he says, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Because this suffering is bringing us to a place of reigning. We are always in a state of victory if we would allow our minds and our hearts to see everything. The end result of everything that we're going through is bringing us to a place of victory. It's bringing us deeper into the holiest of all. That it is cleansing us and making us more white. So that in eternity, will have place with the Most High Yah. But he said that I might preach him among the heathen and to reveal his son in him. He said, immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. And I'm going to repeat this again. I went over this a few blog talks ago, but I want to bring it back into our understanding again. And wrote, you know, upon this meditation, we have to confer to the Spirit outside of our own life. And we do. We do. We really, the affairs of this life, the Word says if a man is going to fight a good warfare, he don't entangle himself with the affairs of this life. And saints of the Most High God, you that are gathered in this room, you've got to understand that you are made for war. Our Elohim, he said at one time, he gave testimony that he is a man of war. And we have an enemy. We had an adversary And we've got to understand that we don't understand this enemy and adversary from the outward man, from our flesh. We gain understanding what's taking place, the war that's going on in the inside. And that's what we really got to hone our senses to really be sharpened to. Really do. We have to confer to the Spirit, Holy Spirit, outside of our own life. And we've got to see beyond our own bodies. We got to see beyond our own natural substance. Again, it's in, like the word says, and it instructs us, lean not to your own understanding. That's why many times I get upset, and I've got to work on it, you know, when I see logic, carnal logic, raising its head up. And we see yesterday in the Spirit, you know, the man of Yah was warring, you know, against this immense doctrine that has so many people in captivity about the understanding of the Most High Yah. And most people don't understand, you know, if you keep yourself in this Trinitarian, it's there to keep you captive. It is not a doctrine to set your feet in open places. It's not there to bring in the Spirit of Yah so that there could be liberty. That is not a teaching, a doctrine to bring liberty to people. We've got to understand that we serve an Elohim outside of the boundaries of our own carnal understanding, our own carnal reasonings. We cannot liken him to the corruptible things of this world. Even though our eyes see them in our ears, and we got to get beyond that. We got to look beyond that. That's why going through the veil, like Pastor said, you know, he had to say, and that's like my heart fell within me, going through the veil. And he had to say, and a lot of y'all probably don't understand this, and a lot of y'all don't grasp this. And I'm like, what? And here I am, my pastor was in Wisconsin, you know, in passion and in great love for my brethren, trying to give an understanding from the Spirit of Yah of going through the veil. Why would this be written in such a fashion? And we're going to read that later on, going through the veil, but let's continue on. And it says, we have to confer to the Spirit outside of our own life and to see beyond our bodies, our natural substance. Don't lean to your own understanding, outside of your own life force, that which, you know, your natural blood supplies. But now, you know, as we've been talking about the blood of Christ, which is a beautiful thing, and it's glorious in our eyes. When we look, you know, first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Now, natural blood, again, I'm going to bring this forth, you know, as we've been reading about entering into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Because, you know, we have our own natural life force, you know, that's keeping us alive, that the blood is pumping through our vessels and our veins. And we can look at that, look at our own natural bodies to get a glimpse of what's going on in the new man, in the spiritual body that is in us, the one that our conscience and our consciousness should be more pertaining to, that we should be more aware. I mean, that is imploring us to keep our minds off of this thing which is just temporal, and to put our minds on that which is eternal. It is calling us to a kingdom-mindedness. But look at our natural blood. It performs many functions within our own body. It supplies oxygen to tissues, and it supplies nutrients to the body. And this blood it has three main functions: transport, protection, and regulation. Now, this blood it has a genesis point of a certain area in our body to where it is circulating. There's a pumping vessel in our natural body called the heart. Blood is circulated around the body through blood vessels by the pumping action of the heart. Now, when you think of the blood of Christ, which is in the new man, what is he supplying for you? I'm talking about that which is within. That blood of Christ, which is the very essence of its life-giving force, allowing us to enter into the holiest of all. That blood of Christ that has transport, that has protection, and it has regulation. Praise Yah. But Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off, now you are made nigh near by the blood of Christ. Why? For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us." And I look at that in my mind, by the Spirit of Yah. When we look at the worldly sanctuary, where the sanctuary, the holy place, which we've learned in the tabernacle teachings, where we call it our realm of our soul. Again, there was a partition there. It was called a veil, and it was very thick. And the priest had to prepare himself, had to make atonement for his sins and for the people before he could actually enter in to the holiest of all with the blood of bulls and whatever it may be, the sin offering that was given at that time. So we have a division between the soul and the spirit with a veil in between. But it says, "For he is our peace, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And he did this having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the hatred." And this enmity and this hatred was the law of commandments contained in ordinances. These were these things that only pertained to the fleshly man, to the outward realm. The things that were contrary to us, keeping us out of the presence of Yah. Not as the Christians say, and the Christian religion says, and the law is done away with, saying that he has nailed it to his, or they say the cross, without understanding. They do not look at the verse in its life-giving form. The things that were nailed to the tree were the things that were contrary to us. Now, if he's going to put his laws in this new covenant in our hearts and in our minds, making up the body, of the new covenant between the brethren and the Most High, how in the world can you say this is contrary unless you are contrary to the Most High? Unless you have just made it up to the tree and not beyond. That you have not praise Yah. Praise y'all, saints. I'm going to take a little small break here. I'm going to let Sister Wenda here, if I can find it, give you the ministry information here.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. We are back. Hallelujah. We were at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 2, and I was just taking our time with this, and it's like, and I was sitting here during the break while Sister Wenda was giving the break and looking at verse 215. And just really, really loving it. I mean, really relishing it. I'm really like, having abolished, this up here in the chat, having abolished in his flesh, having abolished in his flesh. He did this in that body that he desired to be put in. In the volume of the book, it is written of Yeshua, he's come to do thy will, O Yah. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Not by, you know, the appearance of angels, but by the seed of Abraham. It behooved him to be made flesh and blood for a purpose, for a reason, for a great, profound testimony of love. Having abolished, notice that word again, in his flesh, the enmity, the hatred, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. And it says, for to make in himself, because he is the first fruits, he had to partake of this first so that we could be joint heirs with him, that we could enter into this grace. Talking about this peace with Elohim, Most High Yah, having abolished in his flesh and enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for him to make in himself of twain to one new man. And because of making this one new man, he made peace. The King of righteousness, the King of peace, after the order of Melchizedek, as we read earlier in Hebrews. This, you know, this whole thing comes together. It's still resonating. It's still harmonizing. And it's still, oh, so lovely. So lovely. Why? Why? And that he might reconcile both unto Yah in one body. By the cross, having slain the hatred thereby. And when he came, he said, and he came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. God says, for through him, for through Yeshua, we both have access by one, by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone. And without him, the whole building, in whom all the whole building fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple. That's why I read Revelation chapter 13. In whom all the building fitly framed together, he's making this all one. Making one new man. And that's why we got to get in our hearts and our minds. We are new creatures with new features. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I know this has been resounded over and over and over and over. And it should be until you that are hearing this will say it over and over and over in you till it becomes part of your being. It is speaking from the boldness that has been put into you. When you are standing and living in the holiest of all by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Back in Hebrews, upon this, we go to verse 20. Now, we've been on these few verses for quite a while. And it's, you know, I think it's by the Spirit's desire for this to really get in our hearts and our minds. I mean, the Most High wants us to be bold in him. Not we can't fabricate boldness of our own self. But the boldness that we should be portraying is what we have heard even tonight, what has been here in the report, what Yeshua HaMashiach has done for us and done in us. That's where we pull the boldness from what he has done. And where, what he has done and where he stands, we stand also. Because when he comes again, he desires us to be in the same place where he is. And the Most High Yah wants us to get that same mind that he has in him in us. So when these trials and these tribulations and things of this life come, we let them come. And we endure hardness as a good soldier because we know these things are bringing us to completeness. It's bringing us to maturity. It's bringing us to the perfect. That this is each and every day. It's adding to our profession. For when the time comes that our mouths are going to have to utter that which is spoken by the Holy Spirit, which he has put in us. When we overcome the one of this world, the God of this world, by first the blood of the Lamb, that blood that is pumping in our new man. We don't care about the blood that's in this temporal man. Did Yeshua care about the blood which was in that fleshly body that he was in? No, he desired to shed it. Desired to shed it for us, that we could be washed, that we could be cleansed. That was blood that was sinless. That he took all the sins and iniquities of us all and put it on that body that was on that tree, abolishing something in that flesh. To bring that flesh to that point of time where it would receive the sins and iniquities of those that had been given to him. To the point and the time where when he received the very last one, when he received the fullness, when it was in his heart to make of one new man, abolishing the enmity, putting it in that fleshly body and killing it. I mean, when you really meditate and look at the substance of this impalement, the substance of that death that brung life, and the God of this world is bringing death that brings more death. But you don't serve the God of this world no more. In time past, you did. But now you've got to have the mind that you are a new creature. That there is no more hatred separating between you and the Most High Yah. By the blood of the Lamb, your feet is in holy places. So accept being in a holy place and accept all that it is needed to reside in that holy place. Because if it's adorned on the inside, it will show on the outside, where the world will look at it and they will not see the life that is within you. But they will take notice that there is a difference. Like I said, our life is hid with Christ in Yah. And I think we got good protection. I think we are well shielded. I think we are well clothed and in our right mind. Whereas the world would say that we're crazy, you're cultish. But we are clothed and in our right mind. Not by our own accord, but by the one who dwells and walks and talks in us. Not a small thing, saints. Not a small thing, brethren. Not a small thing, friend or foe who is listening tonight, who cannot hear what I am saying. But I know there's a few that will hear and will understand. But in verse 20, it says, by a new, Hebrews 10:20, by a new and living way. We at one time were at an old and dying way. But now, you on this side of the impalement who has received, who have had the blood of Christ wash over you and through you and in you, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. We wonder what that veil is. And it says, that is to say, and it is so simple, his flesh. Because you look at it, when that body was on that tree, and I will repeat it over and over for your meditation's sake. When that body was on that tree, that sinless body, again, the sins and iniquities of us all was put upon that body. Now you look at the work of love there. You work, look at the manifestation of love there. When it was in his passion, in his heart to be made like to us, to be tempted in all points like we are, so that he could become a faithful and high priest. He could stand in our stead to wash us and to cleanse us, to wash our feet, that we can walk into the holiest of all, that he has cleansed us and clothed us. You look, you know, at the same time at the record, it is written. You know, when that very, like I said before, and we reiterate again, that very last sin, iniquity, and transgression was put upon that body. And he kept that body alive till the very upteenth moment to receive. Then he let it be slain. We hear the words, "It is finished." And then once them words, the word said the word, "It is finished, the work is done, the enmity is slain," then we see all of a sudden, you know, the testimony takes our attention to inside the temple, where there was a veil separating the sanctuary and the holiest of holies. And it says, and it gives testimony that this veil was writ in twain. All of a sudden, the rooms that were divided, now they are one. Now they are one. You know, this work of love that Yeshua HaMashiach performed. You know, I pray somehow, some night, some way, that would pierce our hearts and our minds. And I'm not talking about our natural heart and our natural mind. And we got a fleshly heart that is in. And I'm not talking about it is of no bad thing. We're talking about the new man. I mean, get acquainted with the new man. And, you know, and more we spend time in the new man, the more and more time we can spend with Yeshua HaMashiach, the more time we can be in the holiest of all. Because we're no longer, we have blood pumping through these natural bodies, but that is not our true substance now. That is not what's keeping us alive now. We have laws in our hearts and our minds. And this law is pumping. It's providing, it's transporting, it's regulating. It's giving us nutrients. It's giving us life, and we've really got to look at life now from a different perspective. Because the life, you know, that we now live in the flesh, it is temporal, and as the older we get, we have really can't grasp of time anymore. Time is short, and the enemy knows it. And he knowing his time is short, his wrath, his anger, his fear, his envy, his bitterness is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. He has the world under his control, and he thinks, you know, he has strength in numbers. But he don't. Saints of the Most High, we're going to continue again with this next time as we move on. I'm going to learn a little bit more about our Savior. And my heart's filled with joy even as, you know, I sit here and just think of his greatness, of his fullness, of his love. The more, you know, even, you know, as I speak with you, my brethren, as we break bread and we speak of the greater one that is within us, it is life-giving. I mean, it it goes, I can't even utter, you know, the joy that I feel in me. And it's not in my flesh either. There's something about fellowship in the spirit that supersedes anything of this world. I mean, fellowship and having intercourse in the spirit, it goes beyond crack and goes beyond marijuana and cocaine and all these natural substances that temporarily bring you to a state of euphoria. I think Yeshua HaMashiach and his blood, the most life-giving, most exhilarating, words cannot describe, you know, just thinking and meditating on his life. When our life, you know, you really look at his life and you look at it and you compare it with our life, you know, our life's got to fall away. I mean, you look at it and you go, you push that to the side and you rather look at something that has life, that has light, that has energy, that has vibrance. I mean, if I can use those words, when you look at him and you see that is the fulfillment of love and the full manifestation of love. And it is true. We are so blessed if we would actually receive it in our hearts and our minds and our beings. And let it be a protection for the days coming. Oh, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, saints. Thank you all again. I'm going to depart. I brought this Aramaic Peshitta up here, this Lamsa. I just wanted to read it, what we've been reading tonight. I'm going to read a few verses at it, out of it, so that, you know, I like the way it resonates. Now, I'm still in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, reading out of the Aramaic Peshitta. It says, having therefore, my brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath made new for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. I'm going to read on. And having a great high priest over the house of Yah, and who is the house of Yah? We are the house of Yah. Let us draw near with a true heart. Where is that true heart going to come from? Well, it's going to, that covenant in this time and that new covenant laws in the heart, the law of Yah in the heart, the law of Yah in the mind, which will make a true heart. And this will be in full assurance of faith. And this will have our hearts sprinkled and cleansed of evil thoughts, and our bodies washed with pure water. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Our King is coming. The bride must make herself ready. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's take on this week until the next Shabbat. We take on this week in victory. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. No weapon that is formed thus shall prosper. Remember that, saints. Bless you all. Bless you all. Saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you, Brother Steve, again, for filling in for Brother Paul, posting the scriptures, the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you all, saints. Again, let me depart. Give you comforting words. The King is coming.